The Bombers opened up this year's SJHL showcase with a decisive 4-1 win over the Weyburn Red Wings. The Bombers weren't able to convert on a pair of early Red Wings penalties but did kill off a penalty of their own in a back-and-forth first period. Cole DePero and company had chances late in the frame in close, battling in front of Weyburn netminder Dazza Mitchell, but couldn't convert. The Bombers' fortunes would change with moments to go in the first frame, with local Bomber Joey Lies rushing the puck down and firing a seeing-eye shot on Mitchell. Lies was stopped, but fellow Bomber rookie Liam Bridger would not be, seeing both players pick up their first points as Bombers. Flynn Flon had a 1-0 lead after one. Jeremy Tremblay and Kylan Olofsson almost made it 2-0 shortly after the Bombers killed off an early second-period penalty, but Mitchell shut the door. Flynn Flon would expand the lead later and in dramatic fashion, after being sprung on a breakaway, Tremblay snuck in his first goal in over 8 months. Hostilities were exchanged late in the period after a big hit on Olofsson, culminating with a pileup in the Weyburn crease, several penalties being taken and a Bomber power play that would not be capitalized on. In the dying moments of the second, Matt Egan was taken out by Weyburn's Mathieu Gauthier with a knee-on-knee hit. Gauthier was assessed a 5-minute penalty and kicked out of the game, and the Bombers would get 5 minutes of playtime with a man up. They'd take advantage fast, with Jackson Martins getting a quick seam pass down low and beating Mitchell. Flynn Flon would take a 3-0 lead back to the dressing room, and, owing to Gauthier's major penalty, still had 4 minutes and change of powerplay time to start in the third. Flynn Flon wouldn't score again on the major, and Weyburn almost got on the board with Mi Quan Tallman getting a chance in close, but Harmon Laser Hume shut the door for the Bombers. Red Wing Jacob Kalin would kill Laser Hume's shutout bid on a power play midway through the third. Kalin would almost get a second goal with 5 minutes to go, but Laser Hume would deny him on the second chance. Flynn Flon's Ethan Anstey led a 2-on-1 with Tremblay late, but would both flub the shot and execute a Daffy Duck three-point landing onto the ice, foregoing the chance. Alexi Silvestra would ice the game with an empty netter for the Bombers with seconds to go, moving Flynn Flon to 2-1-1 on the season. The Bombers will play their second showcase game Tuesday afternoon against Melville in Warman, playing at 1:30 p.m. local time and 2:30 p.m. Flynn Flon time. The game will be streamed live online via the SJHL's social media pages. Flynn Flon will play both showcase games without captain Lucas Fry, who was given a 2-game suspension for a cross-check against LaRange following a supplemental discipline request made to the league.